Saturday, September 16th. The president was very concerned this morning about a Rather story on CBS that was based on two leaked CIA documents, and wanted me to check that out. I had Dave Young run a complete check. The president is going to hang on to the list so that we can move on those people at the appropriate time. He doesn't want any FBI check or anything made on it, just a list of those who had access to the CIA documents, so we have a basis on which to move. Henry was in to report further. He had covered his whole trip results with the president last night, but went into some details today, on particularly on timing of announcements. We agreed we'd deposit the SALT agreements on October 3rd, announce the trade agreements on the 10th, timing of SALT II on the 16th, and the European Security Conference and MBFR on October 23rd or 4th or 5th. Henry feels that he's got things well in hand with the Soviets. He also thinks there may be a possibility, as he always does, on Vietnam. Apparently, Lê Đức Thọ was pretty outgoing in their Paris meeting, and said, "Do you really want to bring this to an end now?" Henry said yes, and he said, "Okay, should we do it by October 15th? And Henry said, "That'd be fine." Lê Đức Thọ came across the table, shook hands with him, and said, we have finally agreed on one thing. We will end the war on October 15th. I had a phone call session with Connolly on planning for his television commercials. He wants to hold up on the credibility commercial because he thinks it hits McGovern too hard, at least now, and that we should wait till he bottoms out before we hit him that hard. He's going to start week after next with the defense commercial and then welfare, and then go to the credibility one. He thinks that he's in good shape. He's not going to move committees into the non-key states, but figures Democrats there should move in to our organizations. He did agree to create a national committee kind of thing to bring in people who want to tie up with Democrats in the non-key states. Had a long talk yesterday with Billy Graham. He feels things are very good, that he had felt a couple weeks ago that we were behind in California, but he now feels we're pulling ahead there. Thinks we're going to have to give up almost totally on the black vote. We only have a few friends in that area. That Kennedy coming into the campaign and Shriver on the ticket make the difference. He also is concerned that the radical youth are really working for McGovern. For example, they were doing a very heavy registration effort in San Francisco. He doesn't think we'll win as big as it looks now, but thinks we're in good shape. Says the bugging isn't hurting us at all. It's too clouded. People think the Democrats placed it themselves and that they've overplayed it. He thinks that the president is finally succeeding in creating an Eisenhower father image for himself. There's no one else, and he should stay above partisanship. Thinks Wilkes-Barre was tremendous, especially the wedding. The president should try to do this kind of thing every 3 or 4 days on an unexpected basis to show he's interested in people. He heard a black two-star general on television who defended Nixon in Vietnam and did a superb job. Said it was the greatest defense of Nixon he's ever heard and the greatest exponent of Nixon he's ever heard. He was really enthusiastic about him. Thinks that the president needs 3 or 4 motorcades in friendly situations, but not too much other exposure. He should avoid all chances of negatives. Let McGovern go on making more mistakes. Thinks we're still all on the positive side on the Jewish question. No problems regarding the Soviet Jews. Expects to win Florida 70%. And then told me about Johnny Carson trying to figure out how he can help the president, and Graham telling him the way to do it is just be a little biased in his favor from now on, like he has been biased against him. The president hit me on the drug speech draft. It's twice too long, and he wants to cut down, come out hard and crisp, get a good memorable phrase, determine what the headline is, and get all that worked out. the speech crew have been given that to try to develop. He's agreed to do the Italian picnic tomorrow. Got into a talk about Disraeli and an analysis that Gladstone ended up as an exhausted volcano after his enormous reform programs, and that the British people come to times where they don't want to be improved, and that we in this country may be at that stage. He's doing a lot of talking about the approach to policy for the second term in that context. That not only do we clear out our enemies and build our own establishment, that we clear out the bad programs and so on, too. I reviewed the our latest Wave 3 poll results in the key states with him. They're overwhelmingly favorable. And it makes the point that we probably should make a quiet decision now to move money out of some of the key states and into West Virginia, Minnesota, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, which are the only doubtful ones, and see if we can't pick up all 50. So we're going to work on that. President left mid-afternoon for Camp David, the end of September 16th.